Okay, we'd like to welcome everybody out to our annual meeting. Hoo-wah, we got a pretty good turnout and probably more showing up. 10:30, I think that 10:30 to 10:45, we're going to have a beginning, a start, and then, well, we'll just follow the agenda. Everybody have an agenda?
They're over on that table.
We'd like to excuse Barry. He's got personal business that he couldn't be to our president, and so to lead the discussion today falls on me. I'm Brad Hunt, and we've asked John Harris if he would give us an opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be here today at this beautiful ranch. We're so thankful for what we have here and the great beauty that we have. We're thankful that we have a good crowd here and that we have this election and this meeting, that our spirit will be here with us, that we may all have a really good time and good fellowshipping and make good decisions. And we ask for thy guidance on that. We also ask a blessing on the food at this time and ask that thou will bless the food, that we will nourish and strengthen us and give us our health and energy. And bless the ones who work so hard to prepare. These things, Father, we ask in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. It's a good time to give a shout out for the food. Candy Bose has taken over the food for us, and then Rachel is cooking our potatoes back there, right? We're hoping. And it's smelling really good, and it's tons of work, believe me, I know, because we've been pretty heavily involved in that for years. So it's been really nice for them. I know Joe's done a ton of work, though, even if he says it's Candy, but we know she bosses him around pretty good. So
I wear the pants in the family when she picks them out.
So we appreciate that. We have 1 hour, and we're going to call for the final vote. So you have 1 hour to cast your ballots. Anyone who hasn't voted or is in need of a ballot, then you have 1 hour to make sure that happens. And I guess Mariah could hook you up with ballots if there's anybody else who needs a ballot. Tammy? I guess we should do a roll call, and I need to look for a statement that Barry Clarkson would like to have read in. Okay. You want to do roll call first? That's just on the board. Looks like the board is all present except for Barry Clarkson, and then if we could go around and people want to introduce yourself and your lot numbers, then we could start, I guess, on the right side, and we'll go right to left.
Ron Benson.
Ron Benson. I don't know his lot number.
Scott Henley and Mariah Henley, lot number 48. Barry and Cynthia Kellum, 126.
We good to finally have somebody keep you in line. You're up, Dan.
You're up, Dan. Dan worked 10 lots in Crawford, 28 plus.
Mike and Sue McNichol, 270.
Brad Pierce, lot 24, 144.
Lyndon Bashline, lot 151.
Roger and Cindy Olson, lot 17.
I'm Mariah Wheeler. I'm your office administrator, so any conversations we have, that's me. I love meeting you in person. I don't remember all of your names, but I want to. So keep reminding me. I'm lot 152.
Dale? Back there to you guys,
Grant.
Vance.
We're Pullman Lot 117. Vance Green, 155. Mike Andrews, 285.
Bob. Hedman. Lot number. Lot number
160.
Thank you very much, guys. Oh yeah, let's check our phone lines. Is anyone on teleconference? Hello, anybody on teleconference?
You're supposed to say, yeah, it's me, Barry.
Okay, Barry, if you're going to be quiet and just listen in on private, go ahead. Mariah, why don't you go ahead and read our president's letter. He requested that this be read in this meeting.
This letter was also emailed out to all of you, so it may sound familiar. Dear Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association members, I apologize that I was not able to attend the annual meeting because of a previous engagement. I hope that you all enjoy the friendly family atmosphere, auction, food, and entertainment in my absence. I write this short explanation in order to encourage all members to vote in favor of adopting the proposed amended protective covenants for Deer Springs Ranch. The protective covenants are different from the amended bylaws, which were passed last year at the annual meeting, in that the bylaws set forth the rules related to the operation of the nonprofit corporation, which is the Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association Incorporated, a Utah nonprofit corporation. The protected covenants govern the actual ownership of the property itself, specifically including your individual lots. As such, the protected covenants are very important to keep updated and current. The original protected covenants were originally adopted almost four decades ago in 1981, although they have been modified slightly from time to time to address specific changes. The most recent modification was adopted in 2011. However, the overall format and list of matters which are addressed in the protected covenants is extremely limited, as they originally dealt with an idea based on a hybrid of property ownership and timeshare, which was in its infancy when the original protective covenants were adopted. In 2004, Utah enacted the Community Association Act, and I can provide you the code, which provided for a completely new statutory structure which was intended to govern the operation of associations and how they function in ways they never were before. However, despite the updates and upgrades in the law, our protective covenants have remained in the dark ages, leaving many aspects of the rights of individuals and their property ownership unclear. I personally feel very strongly that it is time to take a step into the light and update our protected covenants in order to bring them more into line with state law and to eliminate as much uncertainty as possible. With that being said, the proposed amended protected covenants are not perfect and do not address every concern or dispute of every single member. They are, however, a big step in the right direction. Certainly, some additional changes may be necessary in the future. I hope that you will see the benefit of bringing our association more up to date. I encourage all members to vote in favor of the proposed amended protective covenants. Sincerely, Barry E. Clarkson, DSROA President.
That being said, I wish I had prepared a letter that Mariah could read for me. I have been a voice against the covenants. when I say against, I feel like we should have made the changes in the covenants that we need to before we presented them to the members. So I was the lone board member to vote against bringing these forward until we had them farther along than they are. I would like to have seen a little bit more. I mean, we've worked on it for a year, so when you say due diligence, if you haven't done some due diligence on this, then, you know, it's shame on us. It's our own fault because the red line edition that you read on the is the minutes or the covenants that have been changed from last year to this year. So that being said, I'll just tell you there's 2 points that exist now in our covenants that I don't like and I think we should work on, and that's protecting members' rights, your personal property rights as far as egress and ingress onto your lots. I think that should be more protected than they are. It's not any real big change from the covenants that we have now, the new covenants. The other thing is the board members. I think that the membership should decide how many butts sit in these seats up here and not the butts up in the seat that decide how many members sit up and rule or govern our ranch. I think that should be a member decision and not a board decision. And the other change that I really am uncomfortable with is these new covenants give us the right to, as a board, whoever's sitting in these seats, whoever they may be whenever that time comes, it gives them the right to sell the 4 lots that we own in common. And there might be a time where we have those lots and there's purposes for those lots, but I just hesitate to, any time the power shifts toward the board and away from the members, then it gives me pause. And so I've always had pause on these things and several other things. It looks like we can beat up on members a little bit more heavily because of the new covenants that have been written in there. So I get concerned. I have some concerns. I'd like to see those talked about and worked out and have this same document come with some improvements on the thing, and that's my opinion.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I'll offer the other side of the version of the story here. because this has been the Lone Ranger on some of those things, and there's a little more background that you might want to know about. The first thing about, you want to state your first story?
The first worry?
Yeah.
Well, the first worry is already in the documents that we go. So the biggest thing really is the opportunity for the board to sell our lot, because that's changing, and it absolutely gives the board absolutely right. The other things we already live under, I just don't like them, and I think we should have worked them into this document.
Well, the first one cannot be changed without changing the whole subdivision with King County, and so it's not a realistic thing. And that's why we didn't try to change that at this point in time. It's better to have a working document and then pick on these things, other things individually, some of the things that he's mentioning. We have 4 common lots that are owned in common, 74, 75, 1, and do you know the other one?
19.
Nothing has ever been done or set aside with those to this point in time. And the way the bylaw or protective covenants are now, we would have to have 100% vote of the membership to sell any of those lots. So from time to time, it's been considered over the past 20 years whether to hold on to those lots or not. And so we have how many members, Mariah, total?
299
members. And we have a board of directors. And why do we have a board of directors? Because 299 of us can't all speak at once and be heard or make a decision that way. And that's why you've chosen a board of directors. And that's why you've chosen people that have been familiar with the ranch and hopefully have a little bit of wisdom as to the workings of the ranch. And that question about how many members you have on the board or not, 299 will have 299 opinions. That's why, hopefully, That's why we have a board to make some of those tough decisions. And at this point in time, that's why they've elected to have this many members on the board. It has changed from time to time. But I think there's been less, like five. I think there's been maybe more. I don't recall. But anyway, I don't see that as a major thing. I think really that's why we have a board. And usually they're a conglomerate of different opinions. And there are, I'll tell you this, there are strong different opinions. And so that's why I would say we have come light years away from the old documents, which were good at the time, 20, 30 years ago, whenever they were, but they don't fit, they don't comply with state regulations, they're way out of sync. And so it's best for us to get as close as we can, and then maybe we can pick off a few of these little individual things. But we've come a long way. Last year we had a version of it, and so it's been more than a couple of years. It's been 3 or 4 years actually in the making, and actually I proposed a set of them almost 10 years ago, and it narrowly missed by 10 votes being passed in. So I would really strongly urge you, if you haven't voted, to consider the fact that we've been really blessed having the input of Barry Clarkson and his legal opinion. It saved us thousands and thousands of dollars, and from various longstanding members like Dale, and what we can and can't not agree upon. And this, I would say, is a pretty darn good document. It's not perfect, like Barry said in the statement that was read to you, but to not approve it now, we just stay back in the dark, and we don't have a good way of functioning to go ahead and address some of these other things.
So appreciate your opinion on that. This isn't the place for debate by now, but it is a place to be able to express your opinion, and we appreciate everyone's opinion that is expressed. We want to move forward with Kathy Pierce. And approval of the meeting?
Yes, I'd ask Mariah to read the approval. Thank you, Mariah. Here we go. This is several pages. I'll read through the actual minutes towards the end. It goes through and gives a lot of verbiage about the procedures for voting last year. I think I'll give you the highlights of that page. However, it's right here. You're welcome to look at it. As well as the board has been aware of it. The SROA Annual Members Meeting and Election 2018, Saturday, September 8, 2018, Deer Springs Ranch Headquarters. Number one, welcome. All members were welcomed by the Association Vice President, Joe Bose, and a prayer was offered by John Harris. Roll call was by sign-in sheet to be attached to the minutes. Board members Phil Hall and Larry Sims were absent. Presentation, section two, presentation and approval of minutes. The minutes for the 2017 annual members meeting were presented by Barry Clarkson. A motion was made by Barry Clarkson to accept the minutes, which was duly seconded by Larry Clarkson, and the vote to approve the minutes was unanimous. Section 3, financial and statistical report. Provided by Joe Bose, the board treasurer, and Mariah Wheeler, the association secretary, the budget is in good shape. We have $75,000 in checking, $36,970 in savings. The items that are over budget are related to the repairs of Ranch Headquarters. Ranch Store has done well, and we have collected 50% of what was budgeted from pay-for-play. Cabin usage is up from last year to 43%, but less than the year before. Cabin occupancy for 2016 was reported at 51%, but in 2017 declined to 44% occupancy. Therefore, if we continue on the current trend, we should be back near the 2016 occupancy number of 51% by the end of the year. So, at year end, 2016, 51%, 2017, 44%, 2018 to date is 43%. These numbers are the average amount of cabin usage across the board for each year. Some cabins have a much higher percentage of use and some have a much lower. This year so far, Garden Cabin is the highest used cabin at 66%, and Cabin 6 is our lowest used cabin at 25%. In 2017, at year end, it was Garden Cabin at 73% and Cabin 4 at 20%. And in 2016, it was Cabin 1 at 74% and Cabin 10 at 32%. There was an article from the newspaper shared of getting a horse which was stuck in a cattle guard. several members participated in the rescue. Vote. Final submissions of ballots were accepted, and Mariah and her official election officials identified in the summary of elections results attached hereto were excused to begin counting. 5. Special reports. Special reports were given by each of the board members as follows. Bill Beauvais, equipment, facilities, and cabins. Pay-for-play money has been used to help fund the purchase of a generator, septic system replacement for garden cabin and cabin 1, new refrigerator, roof for cabin number 4, decorative rock around upper cabins, and painting of lower water system tanks, cement wallboard as skirting on cabins, and new freezer for store. John Harris, managers and ropes. Managers have been very busy with fixing water breaks, dealing with cabin maintenance and problems, working and practicing on ranch equipment. Maintenance on roadways has not been kept up because of weather and other emergencies. Safety is an issue because we need all members and others to observe speed limits. It was reported that Dirk Clayson, the county commissioner, has arranged for an additional 7 miles of road to be paved to get to the ranch. Brad Hunt, livestock and fencing. We are grateful to Phil and Rachel for all their work in getting some fencing repairs done. We have had contacts with the county, state, and federal governments to find funds to help maintain the ranch. Fencing has been a priority for the first time in many years. We are working to improve the ranch family. Get on Facebook page for ranch and get involved. Barry Clutson, legal and water. Barry read a special announcement which was presented by Dale Clarkson at the beginning of the meeting. Bill Hall was asked to read it, but in his absence, Joe asked Barry to read the following. Special announcement. Dale and Patsy Clarkson, developers of Deer Springs Ranch, have opened a bank account at Zions Bank in Kanab with a deposit of $50,000, which is designated for the improvement of the public area of the ranch, such as the ranch headquarters and other association property. They appreciate the dedication of Phil and Rachel Hunt for all their hours they labor to maintain the facilities. As a developer of Deer Springs Ranch, they want to assist in keeping the ranch a special place for the members and their families to visit and enjoy. The input of the members and the board of directors with their suggestions is welcome. We will be at the 2 p.m. open forum discussion at the conclusion of the annual meeting today to listen to your ideas and answer your questions about this fund and its use. Barry also reported that we have worked to improve the water systems at the ranch and excavated and painted the large lower system tank thanks to Joe Bose and family. We have made special efforts to get everyone who receives water from the system by connection or by hauling updated and on a new contract. Rachel Hunt has become a certified water operator for the benefit of the ranch. On legal matters, we have made every effort to collect past due fees. We have also worked through several versions of the proposed amended bylaws and protective covenants, which are being voted on in the meeting. Larry Clarkson, Wildlife. Wildlife is one of our best profit centers at the ranch. It is one of the only areas where we do not have to give something up in exchange for the income. Wildlife income comes from deer hunts, turkey, lion, and bear hunts permitted on the ranch. We cannot control what happens on the BLM and monument properties around us, but we need to be involved in the hunts to provide guidance and protection for the members and their properties. Fish ponds have been stocked, the upper two ponds. We want members to consider swimming in the lower pond and fishing the upper two. Also mention was made of several prominent members or past members who have passed away in the last year, including Bob Woolsey, Val Cram, Denny Cram, and Joyce Allen. Section 6, auction. Annual auction was held with John Harris as auctioneer and Candy Bose tracking the bids and collecting the money. The members and their guests were very generous, and $1,581 was raised for next year's annual meeting. Section 7, lunch. Potluck lunch and social was provided by Phil, Rachel, Brad, and Tammy Hunt, cooked barbecue beef and Dutch oven potatoes. The members brought side dishes and desserts. Section 8, election results. The election results were summarized by Mariah Wheeler as follows. This is the particular part where I want to just skim over some of this. It's just a reminder of how the ballots were received and at what time. I can tell you the members of the committee are Vance Green, Dan Wirt, Terry Morrison, Blaine Wheeler, and Mariah Wheeler. There was a thank you to the past board members, and then there were the results. There are 4 positions available for the DSROA Board of Directors. The names of the members contending for a position on the Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association Board of Directors for the term 2018 to 2020, as listed on the official election ballot, are Larry Sims, Jeff Nicholson, Phil Hall, Barry Clarkson, Brad Hines, Kathy Pierce. There were one number of write-in nominations received for Bob Becker. The official election committee has determined the results of the DFRA Board of Directors election as follows. Total number of votes cast for the election, 175 ballots. The four members receiving the most votes and whom will be appointed to the Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association Board of Directors, one, Kathy Pierce, having received 141 votes, two, Brad Hunt, having received 140 votes, three, Barry Clarkson, having received 137 votes, four, Phil Hall, having received 96 votes. The other candidates' vote count is as follows. Jeff Nicholson, having received 88 votes, Larry Sims, having received 86 votes, Bob Becker, having received one vote. Also presented for voting in this annual election were proposed changes to the Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association Protective Covenants and Bylaws. Copies of the documents with the proposed changes were provided by email and through the website to the general membership for review prior to this voting session. For your information, the following criteria must be in place in order for the proposed changes to the Protective Covenants and Bylaws to be approved. I will first speak and share the results of the Protective Covenants and follow that with the bylaws separately. In order for the proposed changes to the DSROA Protective Covenants to take effect, an affirmative vote of 75% of the membership, or 224 votes, must be affirmative. Please note, a vote on the Protective Covenants is effective whether or not the member is current on assessment. The proposed changes to the DSROA Protective Covenants do not pass at this time with voting as follows. Affirmative, 110 votes, no, 49 votes. The intent is to continue to collect votes towards the final outcome of the voting. In order for the proposed changes to the DSROA bylaws to take effect, a quorum of the membership must be present. A quorum requires 50% of the membership to be present at this meeting. Of the members present, after establishing a quorum, an affirmative vote of two-thirds must be received in order for the proposed changes to the bylaws to pass. Please note members voting on the bylaws are subject to regular DSROA rules and regulations. A quorum was present, and the proposed changes to the DSROA bylaws do pass with voting as follows. Affirmative, 108 votes. No, 50 votes. This concludes the results of the 2018 DSROA annual election. The foregoing meeting minutes were approved by vote of the membership on September 14, 2019.
Thank
that
you.
Concludes the reading.
Do you have a motion to approve the minute?
I have a correction.
A correction?
I was in attendance. I think I had a family emergency. I don't remember, but I was here. My wife had that quilt. We sold the auction.
We believe you.
So I wasn't attendance. I wasn't attendance.
Can you bring in a written document?
I have a witness right here. He has a photographic name.
Okay. Any other... Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve them.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Joe?
Yes, sir,
opposed. Okay, I guess we should say, is anybody opposed? Thank you. Joe?
Okay.
The treasure report.
Well, as far as the treasure report, we're in good shape. We've almost collected, I think, about 98% of the dues already, so we're in good shape there. We've got $78,800 in our checking. We've got $34,800 in our savings. The ranch checking account has $1,400 in it. And we have a special savings account. We have $3,500 in that. So overall, we're doing really good. There's too many things to go over, but Mariah's got an office copy here that can answer almost any question you want. She's got charts, when the water failed tests, why, and when it was passed, all kinds of documents.
Wow.
Too many to go over, but if there's any specific questions during the break, if you want to come up and look at this, and Mariah can point it out for you or I can. And so far we're doing really good. No complaints. Anything else you got to add, Mariah? Good.
Add a boy or add a girl, I guess, on that. That's pretty impressive. You have some serious skills there. We appreciate all of your hard work.
We've got charts for everything. Percentages on this, percentages of that.
We have until 11:30 for us to meet the candidates and a little bit of question and answer time. There's six candidates, so please be cognizant of the time that you spend telling about yourself, so everyone has equal time to present themselves to the membership before the vote. I guess we'll start with our current board members who are running for re-election. We'll start on that end of the table and then come down, and then we'll go to any other candidate running for election. John?
I'm John Harris. I've been on the board now for, I think, 7 years total. And I'm running again this year. Hopefully you want to keep me around for a while. I've been in charge of the roads. That's part of my responsibility. Another part of my responsibility has been our caretakers. Better safety and security. I have that, and I have Upper Meadow Canyon. And I live here between 6 and 7 months out of the year. And being here almost full time like that, at least during our busy seasons, I have an opportunity to see what needs to be done here. And I can see it firsthand, and I'm able to make decisions from what I see. Now, in the past, when I was on the board, I lived out of state. That was a little more difficult. I had to depend on what was reported to me. I'd like to speak a little bit about the roads this year. We've had a little less money this year for roads in our budget, but this year we've done a lot of work on Meadow Canyon between Scoot and Paw here, through the airport, and up past the gravel pit to nearly the first cattle guard. I think we put in between there and over on Quarter Horse Lane and Old Burn, we put in about 6,000 yards of gravel. Right now, it's taking a little bit of a beating because we have this Scoot and Paw Road that's closed, and people that want to go to Cannonville can't go that way, so they've saw a road going up to the National Forest. And we just finished these things. We just lightly graded all the way up to the back gate. Here I've already got these little rub board effect in there, and I think that's between people driving some of the side-by-sides in there, and they goose it on some of these hills, so we got a lot of rub board that I've never had before out here. And I blame it on people coming through. We have a lot of traffic, and we have a lot of people dumping off trash. Nothing we can do about it, but it was graded. We did put a lot of gravel up there. Dale Clarkson helped out with some work over in Slide Canyon area there. He donated some money to that, so we were able to do completely Stargazer drive up there, Hidden Canyon. We did it completely from pipeline down to Slide Canyon, and then we completely redid, I think it's called Cal Pass, and did some scattered work through the Slide Canyon area there. Thanks to Dale for his help on that.
We'll have time after 11:30. You can touch on some of the road issues.
But I have another hour and a half to talk. But anyway, I wanted to let you know that. So anyway, I will shut my mouth, and you guys have fun voting. Thank you.
Yeah. instead of just asking, having a timer, if there's any left for questions, we'll just wait to the end and have every candidate be able to introduce themselves, and then any of you are welcome to 11:30 to ask any question that you want to the candidates. Joe?
Yeah, I'm Joe Bozay. I've been here since 1978, and been on the board the last 6 years with John, and he's done a great job, and depending on him a lot to give me a lot of advice, because I live in Vegas, so I'm back and forth part of it. I'm in charge of the upper cabin, and Kathy's in charge of the lower cabin. And thanks to the Collins, Jeff and Tina, they're helping rebuild cabin 3. We have some real major problems, and we're slowly getting it back together, and hopefully we'll have it up and running next year with a better system. I'm also the treasurer, so I'm in charge of the budget. Sometimes we get a little bit holed downward because of his roads. Although this year we had to take money out of his budget, and we had to put it to the cabins and a few other things. So it's a work in progress here. So that's who I am, and I'm still here. Thank you.
Welcome, Nick. I'm Larry Clarkson. I'll keep it short and sweet because I'm short and sweet.
Kissy.
I grew up in Israel, it's great. Sorry, this patch. Holds a lot of mixed emotions. I grew up here. I spend somewhere between 75% and 80% of my time here, unless I sneak away to Alaska, where it's at least far enough away that my dad can't drag me back. So to those of you who I have worked for, which are many, if I have a little unfinished project, I apologize. Sometimes I just have to sneak away, and the times I'm away gets longer and longer and longer just because sometimes you need that mental break. I have served on the board many times in the past, off and on. I feel like my history and my knowledge not only an understanding of kind of where the ranch came from, and where many of you as new members, whether it's new being beginning in 1979 or new beginning in 2019, I think all ideas are welcome here to try to make this a better family. I do quite a bit of work on the ranch for private owners, and still as some of the things from my family, my father, the original developer, and some for the association in a contractual way. I've had 3 of my 4 children work with me out here and learn. Learn skills. That have put them in the positions that they're in elsewhere in the world. I have yet to get my youngest son. He's been here a few times, but he's not much of a hands-on. Luckily, he got some brains and that came from my wife's side of the family. I appreciate the times that I have worked with many of the current board and other past board members. None of us as members, board members, owner members are perfect. Believe it or not, each one of you have a problem. I have many. And I think if we can all be courteous in our disagreement and try to somewhat look through the eyes of that possibly the other person to understand where are they coming from, what's their background, what's their future direction. There's nothing that we can't work through. I've seen many different disagreements through the past history, and oftentimes it's really not a disagreement, it's just a misunderstanding. Both parties are really trying to get to the same place, but just because of the verbiage used, it becomes confusing. If I can continue serving as a board member and be helpful, that's great, and if I'm not on the board, that's great too. I kind of do my thing, and if I'm helpful, that's wonderful. I would again like to thank the current board believe it or not, for a group of volunteer, for our service on the board, our assessment is waived, so it's roughly a $500 kick in the head. But there's a lot of things that happen that may go totally unnoticed. A lot of hours. When I got home 6 days ago from Alaska, I had about 9,000 emails to go through, and about 80% of them were Deer Springs Ranch related emails. So I hope members aren't critical to think their issue is not being thought about, talked about, worked on. And I would ask for you all to be patient, but not be shy, or don't stew and worry and fuss and be aggravated over something. Be vocal, but be kind in your vocality, and your board members can take care of them, I'm sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Jeff? Do you want to just come up? Can we invite you up forward? Can we invite you to come forward, please?
All right, I'm Jeff Collins, lot 121. I'm running for the board just to try to help. Okay. Short and sweet. We live here too, but my wife and my daughter and I sold off everything in California and moved here. We're here for the long haul. So drive home. That's it.
Yeah, that was short. Kurt? Dave? Where's Kurt?
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen him. Today his rest of his vote, but that's probably what he
I think Curly, I've been on the board before, so I do this with fear and trepidation. Like Larry said, if I get voted on, great. If I don't, probably greater. I love this place, and I have been here for a long, long time, and I like the fact that people come here. And I know there are people that don't like other people coming here. And so that becomes a big issue for those that would rather the ranch be as desolate as possible and keep it to themselves. I just happen to have the desire to share good things with other people, and so somehow we need to find the balance and make it a great place for everyone. If the cabins are only full half the time, I guess that's an indication of the glass half full or half empty. And not having a cabin, we've always stayed at the ranch cabin, and so that's a big issue for us, that they're available, that they're nice, hopefully year-round, and hopefully sometime in the future we'll build, so we'll have our own, but then we still need to be mindful of the people that don't have a cabin. And so again, we need to find that balance, and it's been a struggle on the board and off the board to see what happens and to make sure for me that things are going in the right direction. So that's again why I am willing to serve and do what I can, because for a lot of years I didn't. I just let things happen. So I'm here to help and to try and get along and to try and be pleasant and support the managers. Sometimes we can become very critical of them when they're working 24/7. It's an impossible task for them to always be here all the time and do it at minimum wage. So I think that needs to be, I mean, I have some ideas from that as far as we need a backup plan. If they're not here, what do we do? And who's in charge, instead of relying on them all the time, even on their days off or when they're away because they have vacation time. So I'm coming into this having experience. I was on the board for 3 years, and it's a unenviable job. For those of you that have done it, you know what I'm talking about. And those of you that have been on the outside and been critical, maybe it's time for you to be on the board and help out. So I'm not very short and probably not very sweet, but I love this place, and I want to make sure that it's a pleasant place for all of us.
I don't see Kurt Jacobson. I know that Kathy has been working very closely this last week, finishing Cabin 7 up here, and she'll talk more about Cabin 7 and after 11:30. So maybe you could introduce Kurt Jacobson to us and say a few things about him. Anybody else who would like to say anything about him? Then we have a few minutes for his time slot.
Well, let me just explain to you how Nick works, because he sought me out here in St. George and had some ideas about cabin 7 and doing the decking and concrete countertops. And he volunteered, I was hoping it was he volunteered a lot of time and effort and helping out with cabin 7. He's a go-getter. He is the owner of the Juniper Ridge restaurant, and he's busy, but he does like to come up here and work. He's been working on the decking right now. He got the countertops done. They look great. But just, you know, you've all read it. He's lot owner of 9. He's been working for 40 years in the hospitality programs on ranches, and he has some great ideas. So, you know, that's my input. He has a lot of knowledge and effort in this ranch.
I'd just like to say that Cabin 7 looks great. Thank you very much.
Looks like we have 8 minutes before we dismiss our juror counters. Is there, first of all, is there something that you wish you would have said now? You had to go first, John, and now you sit there for a while, or any of the other candidates. Is there something you wish you would have said now you sit there and maybe thought about it for a second? We'll give you that time, anyone?
I'm good with my statement. I'll try to answer anything you might have to ask.
And do we have any questions for any of the candidates? Looks like people have made up their mind.
They either don't like you or they don't like us.
So we'll go ahead and dismiss our election committee, Mariah, and we'll call. This is the final call. I guess we need to wait 7 minutes before we have an actual, if there's any ballots that come in within 7 minutes, they're still legal votes. But after 11:30, you guys can start getting organized and move into the garden cabin to start your, I think. Perfect. Anybody want to vote for the singer?
Mike Ewing.
Did everybody get a copy of this water information? Anybody need a copy? They didn't get a copy by the line. Water information?
Is this primarily on your project, all this information that you're handing out?
For my report.
Yeah. Good. Go ahead, Candy Bose. You have something she'd like to say?
I have noticed that there are a number of people who have come in. We're trying to keep this pretty official. If you have not signed in, you'd like to have a name tag. We'd like you to have a name tag filled out and raise your hand if you have not signed the roll call. If you haven't signed in. Okay, I'll get around to the table here.
The numbers are all still the same from the stuff that I got before. What would be really neat is if they still, I'll call them Monday, tomorrow, Sunday.
So
if they'll accept this in July. They gave me a list, and he wasn't on there. So I don't know if they have to.
Hey, well, I'm failing.
Thanks for getting us back on time.
We ordered a part for it this morning or last night. Depends how fast we get there. Jen ordered a book on it. Yeah, it won't start. It runs on ether, but it won't run on the fuel.
Yeah.
And we hand signed the lift pump and it won't work, so we ordered a new lift pump. So you can ask Grant to see that. Hey, Grant! Grant! Did you locate a lift pump for that?
I did, as a matter of fact, but I've got to go look. I've got to go look at the one. I've located about 50. I've got to go look at this one to make sure I've got the exact.
We'll order 25 of them and send the rest back.
But I found them anywhere between, they're anywhere between like $30 and $150. And I'm always leery of something that's too cheap.
Yeah.
And then I'm cheap, so I don't want to pay that.
Cost aren't even coming yet.
So, anyway, I'm going to look at that before I leave, and then I will be able to. Before. Today, before I leave. Kathy, I'm old. I could be leaving the earth at any point.
No.
You don't fly out or just walk out.
I'm planning on walking out. In fact, I'll probably go look at this. I think I'll go look at this.
Well, what's next?
You're up.
At the top of the batting order when you fire back up.
Well, I gotta admit, your brother being laid up, Rachel was really kicked in the high gear at all. She's been danger of having two boys, and you guys are really making up for this big action. And she's got a good attitude for me, for Candy, everybody here. Way, way impressed when they came down the team that she's had ready for the meeting this week. She's been running on the spot on everything that. Well, I've been thinking for the answer to the question. She's been working a while. She's getting in the way she was on how she works a lot.
Every day's that first year.
Yeah, that condition, no disrespect to that condition, is very, very common. There's some people that just can't see the whole thing. They don't know why. A lot of people are like, this one, and that's one big article. And when he can't control it, I know.
It usually happens when he's talking, only when he's talking about control.
Yeah.
He was more clinical when he did.
So I told Tammy this, but I'm going to tell you this in case, because she's like, I don't think I remember. Before you guys go home, you come get milk blood with chocolate, and we're not going to get
it. I'll start it on that.
Or you can eat it. I'll
eat
it.
I'm not a fudge guy.
No.
Why don't you just go get it and put it out and see if everybody else will eat it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I just
I just want a fudge stack on the top. You look like the blue.
Yeah, but
it'll
be probably
Okay. 11:30 is final ballot call. We're dismissed our judges and election folks to go ahead and do their job.
Do you know how to count, really?
1, 2, 3, 4. We have 30 minutes to get through the rest of the board meeting, all the rest of the board's report. So we'll go ahead and reconvene, and we'll start with Joe Bose. So if we could have everybody's attention, please, or if you're going to talk, leave. Or go around behind the barn.
Where's our board go?
Does everybody have a seat, please?
Make sure that people know about that little thing to write their ideas on.
John? Okay. Tammy Hunt would like to make an announcement. Ideas for the ranch. If any of you folks have some ideas for the ranch or something that you'd like to put forward, there's a paper on this table over here. You can write your name on it. You can make it anonymous or anything you'd like. But if there's something that you would like, ideas coming forward, and you'd like to put them in a written form, we're kind of collecting them over on this first table. If we have everybody back in place except for Larry, has he gone to Alaska again? Somebody's got to take his car keys. We're going to go ahead and get started. Joe, could you give us a report?
Okay, as far as the upper cabins go,
Cabin number three, we thought that mud was going underneath it from the side and pushing the floor up because it was really bad. Turns out between Brent and the Collins, they checked it all out, and the flooring was improper on top of the wood. They used a particle board, and that was warping. So we took it all out and put all new flooring in, new plywood, tongue and groove, all new vinyl flooring. It's all been done. Took the kitchen cabinets out, and they got new ones in now. We're looking for a countertop now. We're trying to figure what kind of countertop to put in there. John got me an estimate for about $1,300 for a granite countertop. Of course, the budget's been kaput, so we may not put the countertop in until next year. We're coming along pretty good on it. The biggest problem we've had with the upper cabins and the lower ones are the refrigerators. For some unknown reason, they've decided to go south and they no longer work. We keep working on them. Brent keeps working on them. The caretakers keep working on them. We're trying to hire a guy out of St. George, and he keeps saying he's going to be here. And Thursday keeps getting kicked down the road. So if we can't get these, we got four of them or five of them over here trying to be fixed. And if we don't fix them, we're going to start buying new ones. And they're like $1,700 a piece. So it's way over the budget limit. But we got to do something. We got to get them going.
Did you tell them about the venting on it?
What the problem is people are complaining about the exhaust in the cabins with too much hydrocarbons. So Brent and myself and the caretakers came up with an idea to put venting on them to vent them to the outside. Well, that kind of worked and it kind of didn't. Turns out we have to also vent the firebox on the bottom, we found out. So now we're venting the bottom and the top, and hopefully that'll solve our problem. And we're moving all the refrigerators to outside walls. So, because we can't vent the ones that are in the middle of the cabin to the outside without going through an outside wall. So we're going to lose some counter space, but it'll be healthier if we can vent them to the outside. So we're in the process of doing that. I'd like to say something about Rachel and Phil. Rachel has kicked into high gear working. Phil had surgery on his knee. Now everything's falling on Rachel, but she's really been working hard, keeping things going. It's a thankless job with all the amount of things that got to be done around here, from cabins to equipment to everything else. But she's doing a good job on kicking in high gear for covering for Phil. He's going to be down for a good 6 to 8 weeks with a bad knee. Mariah is doing a great job with keeping track of all the equipment for the cabin. She's got, the charts over here. I'm also in charge of equipment. Brent helps tremendously. The backhoe won't start now. Turns out that the lift pump is bad. He's trying to locate one on the internet, and if he does, he'll either put it on or I'll help him get the backhoe going. It might take a couple of days to get a part up here. As far as the equipment goes, I'm trying to get some bids from some local companies in town. Littles is giving me a bid. I want them to come out in the spring and do a complete service, grease, lube, maintenance, and get the equipment going, because there's too much work for the caretakers to do with it, everything else they have to do. So I'm trying to get a bid to get some equipment repairs done at least twice a year and stay on top of the maintenance so it doesn't break down as often. Any questions? I don't know what else to talk about other than we're working on a lot of little things. Yes?
I still have fire hoses that were given to me. They'll sit in the fireplace for a fire truck. If somebody would love to come get them, I'll fight with that lock to get it open so we can get the fire hoses for the review.
We will get Phil's knee back bending again and we'll send him up there.
The minute Phil can walk. Well, put him in a wheelchair.
Well, thank you for that, though.
Yeah. I haven't checked them out. I checked them in locked up those free, but they were given to us, and they're not brand new perfect, but they're better than nothing.
Our truck isn't brand new perfect either, so it's a good match. We could use some volunteers to work on, cabins if people want to do it. Like cabin number three right now. We moved the dirt away from the wall and put up the 2,000-pound blocks so the dirt can't go up against the cabin. We need to dig a trench around it
Yeah, I know. We need to dig a little bit lower and put the concrete wall board against it. And
okay. Thanks, Jill.
We need volunteers to haul the trash up and throw it in the dump truck so we can get it out of there before the rats and the rattlesnakes make a nest out of it. So if anybody's willing to give a hand when the weather cools off, which it has. Any other questions?
Okay. Thank you. John, you're up.
Well, they're going to let me up again. Well, I've already went over the road situation here, but I'd like to address first the caretakers. They've had a tough job this year. There's a lot of work out here to do. We've been remodeling cabins. We had cabin 3, as Joe said, we're working on cabin 7, so they've had to split their time working on them as well as all of the other responsibilities that they have here. And we probably have more animals out here at our zoo, a petting zoo, than we've ever had, and so they have to take care of those too. And Phil has had some injuries, and that slowed things up, but it's put a lot more on Rachel. We have had some good volunteers here to help them. Brett Fomer for one, Joe's been down to help them, and Scott has been here, and Kurt Jacobson has also been here to help them, so they've had some good help, but there's just a lot of things out here with some of our old equipment, like the refrigerators. They have to keep going up there and repairing and repairing and repairing. And so it's been an extra burden for them. And sometimes when people come out here to spend a little vacation time in the cabins, things go wrong. And, of course, you know, on your vacation, you hate things going wrong because that isn't why you're here. But they have been trying, and it's been an uphill battle for them. And back to the roads again, as I said.
Before, in reference to the cabins, the refrigerator, it was my decision. I took the refrigerator out of the store, and I put it in cabin 2. Because Rachel had to haul ice a couple times a week, put them in an ice chest to people that are staying in cabin 2. So we all have to suffer with no ice down here. Because it's easier to carry ice from here into the store than it is to carry it all the way to cabin 2. So until we get another refrigerator, there's none in here, unfortunately.
So we have to apologize for that. I know you're here for a short time and you don't see all the things that go on. And when you're here for, you know, you come out to spend a week or 2 weeks, whatever it is, each year or every so often, the last thing you want is problems. And that's the last thing we want is problems, too, because the board members hear about it, and they have to go down and help sometimes. They have to make decisions on buying things that we don't have budgeted. But also, I'll have to say that some people have kicked in some money for help. I'm not going to embarrass them by saying who has, but there's been some people here who donated not only their time but finances, and to try to help out. Back to the roads. I did touch a little bit on the traffic that we have here and how it's tearing up what we. I think it's tearing up what we've already done because of. I know Meadow Canyon, we gave just a light rating on it. We had a very limited budget. I haven't left this year than I've had. But we had to have the money other places, so that's what we have to do. I hope to have a better budget this next year, and I will get some places that we didn't get. We put gravel down 6 inches thick on the airport road. All that was just a big dust bowl with a hard bottom to it. And we got 6 inches of gravel base. Not gravel, but base basement sill, which has gravel in it and a binder. And anyway, we spent between Schoonin Paul and Airport Road and the cattle guard past the gravel pit, $8,180 just to get that done. So money doesn't go very far when you gun road, but I decided I wanted it fixed there because I'm tired of fixing it, and I wanted the hole. And we got a lot of loads up Old Barn Road, which was just the lower part of it. It's just a plain mud hole trying to climb that hill when we get a little rain. And back over here off the Schoonin Paul on what's that called? Mustang? What's that called? You know? Anyway, it's some horsey name.
Quarter horse.
Quarter horse. All right. Anyway, we did some work, and I got a lot of other places I want to go this year, and I'll shut up.
Okay. We got about 16 minutes for the rest of us to report. Kathy, we're going to just jump to you. I'd like to go after Phil because some of our my stuff. I'd like to hear Phil's report to kind of dovetail into his.
As far as fire protection, we've had a couple of fires. I don't think they've actually been right on the ranch, but surrounding. If everybody will make sure they've got Color Country phone number, if they do see a fire, they can report it to them. But we've been, so far we've been pretty lucky with the fires. As far as reservations, we've had a healthy reservation increase this year up to date since 2018. Just healthy 2% usage. We took a toll at the beginning of the year about what we wanted to do to improve. There was a survey to improve the ranch, and the number one item was cabin improvements. And so that's why we've really pushed to do cabin improvements, is because we are listening to the members to do that. We discussed cabins 7 and 8 because they're winter cabins and be able to use them through the winter. It has taken us a little bit longer on cabin 7 because we've run into all kinds of issues, but we are excited and getting close to getting that finished. I do have a list of over here, anybody that would like to sign up to help with cabin 8. We are doing trade times for cabin time, and so if anybody is interested, has any specialty that they'd like to help, I would like to take a special thanks for those that have really helped. We've had McNichols, we've had several, some people that aren't even members that have helped. A lot of family members. Scott has really, he's done the cabinets, he's done a lot of the work, the trim work, he's done awesome. Brent, he's helped us. We've had several people, and I want to personally thank you guys for all your help. But we would really love to see more participation from members. And so there's a list here when we start Cabin 8. So let us know if you'd be interested in signing up on that. As far as, let's see, I am over the lower ranch, the ranch house, garden cabin, all the lower cabins. So we are trying to get them improved. This project that we were doing, a renovation project, is trying to do 2 a year. Of course, that's not quite happening, the expense of it. But we feel like with the increase of the amount that we've been getting for cabin rentals, that we've, let's see, I'll just leave the number real fast. In 2018, August 2018, we totaled 12,600 on our increase of cabin rentals. 2019, we increased it at $13,550. So we are increasing that. We are implementing the new plan, and so we haven't quite used it, but we at first year, that's what we're going to be doing with the new reservation at cabin system. So we know we've got a lot of other improvements that need to be done on the cabins. but to go through and try to do renovations to increase, not just put a Band-Aid on a problem, but to increase the value, our value asset of the cabin is to increase the cabin, so the value that way. So appreciate anybody's help on that. Appreciate it. Thanks. There you go.
In reference to the fire protection, at the end of the airport runway, that optic cable that goes by, there's a blue light on a pole there. You can pick that phone up and you can report any emergency, an accident, a fire, whatever you need. You don't have to come down to ranch headquarters. The phone doesn't work all the time, so that is the most accurate way to report anything, is drive down that blue light, pick it up and say, we need help, and you can get a phone call through.
911, fantastic call.
Like a 911, direct, right to the town, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. Questions?
I guess it's not clear, although I'm curious. He used to work on a small motor repair, so if you're wearing out your skin, it's best. He's pretty good at fixing them, so you can catch Brad and ask him to help fix your tools if you're wearing out too much.
Good to know, thanks.
He's fixed generators and stuff for too, so.
Larry?
Okay, my area has been wildlife and the equipment operation. As far as equipment operation, Phil and Rachel have done a little bit better. They've been pretty buried with all kinds of projects this year, but Rachel did get quite a bit of road grading done and learning. Some of the equipment is a little more tricky than others, but nothing teaches you like actually getting in the machine and making it move and learning, whoops, that's not what you do, and that's what you do, and so that's coming along. Wildlife, the biggest part of that is actually money generated through the Landowners Association, that Deer Springs Ranch, as our owners association, we are one member of the Ponce Mountain Landowners Association, and it generates a crazy amount of money. I just brought the check out for Mariah today, which is $12,500 that goes into our budget.
Ooh,
generated. So that's a big boost, and I'm still working to try to increase that each year and expand into possibly some elk. Right now we're only a member of the mule deer hunting part of that owner's association, and they have just started an elk program. As many of you probably have noticed, that the elk are moving in a little bit more and more. So, anyway, like was already reported earlier, my interest is to gain or increase viewability for you as members to be able to see more wild turkeys, to see, maybe you don't want to, but to see mountain lions and bears. They're here, whether you see them or not, bobcats, coyotes, but the money end of it for the ranch budget pretty much all comes from the mule deer hunt. If any of you as members are into hunting and you draw one of the limited entry, or you're wanting to throw away a bunch of money and buy one of the limited entry tags for deer or elk, please contact me and let me know. We try to keep track of anybody that is authorized to be hunting on the ranch itself or around the ranches, so we can kind of keep track of safety and point out new properties that have been built, new cabins. Many of you border association ground or BLM or forest ground that we can't really control, but at least we can make people aware and try to keep everybody as safe as possible. I think some of the things we're looking at doing in the future with some of our agricultural money, it's also tied in a little bit with wildlife, and so I really feel that we're going to be benefiting the ranch. Water makes everything grow. Trees, shrubs, bushes, big deer, big elk.
Algae.
Yeah, some of those things too. Fire, fodder. Anyway, if anybody has particular questions at any time, you can give me a call or check with me on the hunting stuff.
So, a question. We put the catch and release on pond one. Can we remove that? You want to put it on pond two? Or how do you want to handle that this year coming up? Well, the end of this, yeah. Take the sign down?
We may want to go ahead and take the sign down. It doesn't hurt at the end of the year to We're going to restock again in the spring.
Okay, so if anybody wants to fish pond one, we're taking the sign down so it's open.
Just don't waste them. I mean, if you're catching them to cook them and eat them, great. But don't take them home and just leave them in your freezer for 4 years.
Okay. We got about 8 minutes, Phil. You're up.
Okay.
Both me and you have 8 minutes.
All right.
You got 7.5.
Well, I handed you out two sheets, and as I looked at my area this year of water, I've been on the board in the past, and we've done looked at that in the past also. And so I started, instigated a few things, and then two board meetings ago, Dale came and presented, had a lot of information for us, and so we appreciated that. And but, you know, Dale's kind of like the pink bunny. He just keeps going and going and going, you know. And he's got a wealth of information on all the things that have ever been done, and he's been willing to share that. And I've sent Mariah over to copy some of those records that he handed us some, and he has more, but he's organizing those a little bit now. And so, but I know Dale's not checking out next year because he is the pink bunny. But what I decided to do was to hire a certified water engineer, a state water engineer, to survey all of our water rights and to gather all of the information we have, whether it's from Dale or anyone, pertaining to wells and water and water rights on the ranch. And I'll just read to you that first line if you have that paper. The water engineer, he says, as verified with the Division of Water Rights today, all water rights in the name of DSROA, except one, are either certified or were never approved when they were applied for, or lapsed a number of years ago. We had a few that lapsed. The last one was in 2010. there's one that's pending that we have to do a little work on by 2021. And then I want to draw your attention to that very last bullet at the end down here. There may be situations where a certified water right is in danger of being lost. That would be if the use has ceased for 7 years in a row. But any loss should not occur without notification from the division and a court hearing. So, my thrust has been pertaining kind of to that. We have a very good well that we have not been using. You know, 20 acre feet of water in the Half Moon Well. If you go by the gravel pit and the kind of catchment area, and you don't really see it much. So kind of that windmill kind of hit on the to the right there. Anyway, that's where the Half Moon Well, and we have 28 feet. That's a lot of water. But if you don't use it for 7 years in a row, it can be challenged, and that's kind of where we're at. So as we need to. It's certified. We don't have to prove up or anything like that. But as you know, you each have, I think it's the 0.45, you have water with your property that you, if you ever do drill a well, supposedly members can transfer that into their well. The state has a few things to say about that. But frankly, what we found out is we really don't have enough water for everybody to transfer all of their water rights, and that will never probably happen unless everybody built a cabin on their and drilled a well. So don't be frightened. We're okay. But this 20 acre feet is like gold, and we want to use it. So Brad will talk to you in a minute, but I want you to know that this well project that I've headed up has nothing to do with Brad's business of grants and whatnot. I've been saving up last year's budget that I had and this year's budget to fund the project. And then if Brad works out these different things, we might get some money back to help us do more. So some people have been confused that there was some connection between what Brad was doing. There is sort of a connection, but we are not obligated and we have the money to proceed with producing water from this well.
It hasn't been used in years. The pumps are old and bad. The wiring's bad. So that's the other part that I put up here, Half Moon Well. Now, I brought this up a meeting or so ago, and I had some, we've got some real good investigators and qualified, not good people as members, and they challenged some of the cost estimates on the batch here. And so what I did, and there were some questions about warranty and all of that, I put out a written kind of description of what that project would do, and the bid is still the same. I've worked with three different well drillers here on the ranch in my own well, and some are retired now. One's still in service. I can get well drillers to come and pull the pipe and replace the pipe, but I can't get them to do all of this other stuff too. But there's one company I had come and work at my place, and so you know, if you have a good result, then you know you have. I'll take the question in a minute. So I felt comfortable in going to them and getting a bid. So. But I was challenged, even though the board approved me to spend the money and to do this, by Brent and Vance, and so I held off, and I wanted to be able to compare apples to apples, oranges to oranges. So if anybody can take and match this description of all the parts and they can get a bid, I'm glad to have you go ahead and do that. So more power to you, and we'll give you some time to do that, and then the board will revisit and approve it. But if we don't start using that water, and Brent will talk to you a little bit about how we can use that water. Brent.
He wants to say one thing right now.
I said Brent, but Brent's such an ominous character, I'm stuck with that name, Brad.
We said we were closing at 11:30. A vote just was being taken over there. Does anybody have any grievances about accepting the vote that just came in? So we're going to accept the vote now in favor of all of the members. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Go ahead.
So I just revisited the description of what I had planned to do and the cost. And again, if you, within a reasonable amount of time, can come up with somebody else that can do it for less, do the same thing, bring us the same volume, more power to you, we'll consider that. But anyway, so we're in relatively good shape. We don't have a, this is just kind of a note or an outline of that. Basically, we're pretty okay, but we want to catalog, make a map, have a total in-depth catalog that's kept in our records and with a water-certified engineer, and take a little weight off of Dale, because he is the pink bunny, but one of these days he might not be around. So we need to take advantage of his knowledge now and his information and gather all these things and try to keep abreast of it. So that's the bottom line. We've actively engaged in having documentation on all our water rights. It's very important to us, and Brad will tell you how we might put some of the water of the Half Moon Well to agriculture. Right now it's set up as agriculture. You can refile or re-change that to drinking water. You can possibly envision a little road over there, a water haulers station. Water coming right out of a well, rather than some tank, you know, that we're having to check all the time. So I think that would be advantageous to us, to have good water straight out of the water, the ground, that you can come up and build up your water tanks from that well. So that's kind of my goal, my aspiration of getting that up, and so that we don't get challenged on a 20-acre feet of water. So Brad, again, there's no tie. I've been saving last year's money and this year's money and squeaking by, and maybe if we don't get these bids or resolve this, we'll have to go to another year of saving a little bit, but we've got to do it quick, and we need to do it in a technologically sound way that is we can expand upon. Now, there was a question back in the back. Good. So talk to us. Yeah. We'd be glad to have that. Good. Wonderful. Okay, Dan.
Okay. I'm done 2 minutes ago. I'm going to start from the back of this. First, if you happen to have an agenda sheet, where's my name? There's propane and fuel. That's been added. This is the first time it showed up under a board member, propane and fuel behind a board member's name, and I requested to be that. In the last 3 years, we've saved thousands of dollars by monitoring our propane and fuel purveyors and getting better deals for the ranch. And so we have new propane tanks on next to all of our cabins. They cost us $1 a year versus $1,400 a year. The propane is $1 a gallon cheaper for the thousands of gallons of propane that we go through. It's just important, I felt like, to have a board member, whoever's on the board, but somebody assigned, to always be monitoring that and keep control. For example, by using a different purveyor for gasoline and diesel this year, we saved about $700. And so it makes a difference, and it all adds up. And so that's been added to there. I don't know if anybody would notice that or saw that. Social media, we've opened up a for members only Facebook page. If anybody wants to get into social media and join the Facebook page, you can immediately disseminate information. You can post things there in an instant, and any of the members can have a voice. And that's, we'd like to have more voice from our membership, and that's our goal behind that. The only thing that we ask is, we love anybody jumping on there. If you have a differing opinion than someone, that's great. But we ask that you be respectful and don't name call, or we're going to unfriend you. But that's what it's for. We'd like to see it be used not only to see what's going on around the ranch, post pictures of the things and activities that happen and the jobs that get completed, but also have an avenue for members to be able to put in a voice and talk to each other. And so hopefully that's enough said. We get some more people. I'm not sure how many people are on there now. But we could use all of the members or a majority of them. It's a very convenient and easy and very common way now to communicate. Agriculturally, this is the plan that we've been trying to work on. This is just a map of the ranch. These little red, yellow boxes that you can kind of see, come up and look at it after. They just tear off sections of it and say, okay, this is a section, and this is what we want to do in this section, and this is what we want to do in this section, and this is what we want to do in this section. Pretty much all we're trying to accomplish is we're trying to brush down and mow, basically mow your grass and kill your weeds, like on your lawn. And so, but it's very expensive. And for example, one of these areas right here next to the ranch over here, it looks like it's 99 acres just in this section that's over here. It's 100 acres. It's about $30 a gallon or an acre to use herbicides to kill off the rabbit brush that has to be killed, or it's just coming back. And so if we're going to be effective in managing our range and taking care of our noxious weeds, then we need to spend a little bit of money. And so we only have somewhere around $10,000, $12,000 is what the agriculture budget has been. And so for the last 3 years, we've been working with, I have been pretty much doing it all, but it's through Doug, through the contractor, because like Phil pointed out before, it's impossible to get 300 people to agree on one single thing. But the contractor has the right to improve the property that he leases or the ground that he leases. And the NRCS will grant contractors funding in order to accomplish that. And so jumping through all the hoops, basically dotting all the I's and T's that...
What was NRCS?
National Resource Conservation Services. It's out of Panguitch, and multiple times we've had their agents come and tour the ranch, develop a range management plan. And range management is fencing, It's water. It's noxious weeds. It's erosion. It's basically trying to. Their job is to take to improve the land is what their job is, and there's government money that we can apply for in order to improve our land. Mm-hmm. And so we're improving our land through educational process to be able to divide these things into practices, is what they call them. But all of this, all inclusive, it is simply it's capitalizing on our water rights, putting in the solar pump, which still is doing without us anyway, and using our water, creating permanent livestock and wildlife watering troughs, doing some fencing, and brush hogging and killing off noxious weeds. And that's all that this all of these boxes represent. The boxes just represent what we're doing in that certain area and how they graded us as far as the need for that to happen or be done. This comes through, like I said, it's money. It's basically our contractor said, hey, I want to pay to have all of this stuff done, but we have to do it in as a team. Because if we accept this contract and we move forward in this, we're obligated to complete it. And so we're obligated to do the things that we said we were going to do. And so otherwise they would take that funding and give it to somebody else who wanted to do things. And so that becomes our obligation as we accept this. And it comes to the tune of somewhere between $50,000 and $70,000 that's been flood into our ranch to pay for all of these things that does not come out of our budget, that our contractor will be paying the ranch or people to come, like an engineer. They'll be paying the engineer to come that the ranch does not have to pay for to come and do that. And so that's where we're at. I think it's a fantastic opportunity to do something on the ranch that hasn't been done for tons of time. I wish we could have implemented it sooner, but the funds weren't available, so we couldn't capitalize on it until now. Anybody have any questions? We're late, so I'm going to. Any questions? All right, we're going to break for lunch. And wait. The most important thing. Sorry. I shouldn't do this first. You guys have heard people mention names mentioned and stuff a lot. There is so much that goes on that happens on this ranch, and mostly by these guys that you're seeing here at the board that they do that nobody even finds out or knows about. You know, our grizzly was broken up there, and Joe Bose, I don't know how many hours he spent and found the strap, and so we could keep stringing gravel. Nobody's ever going to find out or know about that, but the technological end of the ranch, Vance Green, I'd like to give him a hand of applause. He's very unassuming, but he does tons of work behind the scenes. He does work on our website. He does work on our telephone. He's so close to having a phone working in the ranch house for our ranch managers to have happen. And right along beside him is Brent Fulmer. And, you know, he probably is does the most volunteer work.
He's short, but he's not sweet.
As any single person on the ranch. So we just wanted to publicly thank them for what they do. And Dale's old, and so he can't do a lot of physical work, but he's financially been able to help the ranch. I know that he kicked in funds from the money that he had promised us last year to help go do some grading, and there's just people that do a lot for the ranch, and we all love this place, and we just appreciate everybody and everyone that does stuff. So with that being said, Mike Ewing, take it away.
I just wanted to know, that's Mike Ewing, he's going to entertain us while we're eating and having a good time here. And he's very good. You guys are going to appreciate him. He performs five nights a week at the Armed Forces in Kanab. And you're going to like Mike. He's very good. Now, we're going to do the vote thing.
lunch.
After lunch.
After lunch.
They're counting votes. As soon as they we'll make the announcements. As soon as they have the announcements, we'll regroup and make the announcements for our election.
The idea of the